This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel. Lebanese riot police fired tear gas on Saturday at demonstrators trying to break through a barrier to get to the parliament building in central Beirut. The demonstrations come as Beirut mourns its dead and grapples with the scale of rebuilding after this week's massive explosion. France and other countries have rushed emergency aid to Lebanon. U.S. President Donald Trump says he will join a conference call with Lebanon's president and other world leaders on Sunday to discuss aid to the country.
This was an event like the world has not seen for a long time. Horrible event. We'll be having a conference call on Sunday with President Macron, leaders of Lebanon, and leaders from various parts of the world. Everyone wants to help.
Tuesday's port explosion, the biggest in Beirut's history, killed 154 people, injured 5,000, and destroyed a wide area of the city. At least 18 people have been killed and more than 125 injured in southern India in a plane crash that took place when the aircraft overshot a runway. Reuters' Olivia Chan reports.
The death toll from an Indian passenger aircraft accident has risen to at least 18. A senior official said on Saturday at least 16 people have been severely injured. The flight data recorder and cockpit voice recorder have been recovered from site. The Air India Express plane was repatriating Indians stranded in Dubai due to the coronavirus pandemic. The Boeing 737 plane skidded off the tabletop runway of Calicut International Airport in heavy rain on Friday, crashing nose first into the ground. The plane's pilot and the co-pilot were killed in the accident.
That is Reuters' Olivia Chan. From Washington, this is VOA News.